concerning the birth of John the Baptist. There are two things mentioned. I want to read to you Matthew chapter 11. Jesus said in Matthew 11 and verse 11, "Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there is not arisen one greater than John the Baptist." But we don't stop there. "But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven." The kingdom of heaven is the new covenant church. Not an old covenant church, but a new covenant church. See, there are two kingdoms, the kingdom of earth and the kingdom of heaven. Israel was a kingdom of earth, and they were always occupied with earthly things. There's not a single promise in the Old Testament about heaven. And every believer whose mind is primarily occupied with earthly things is an old covenant, even if he calls himself a Christian. And churches that preach prosperity are earthly prosperity, are an old covenant church. We're not talking about them. Here it is about those whose kingdom is in heaven. Such people, the least in that is greater than even John the Baptist, who was the greatest human being born of women until Christ. But that does not apply to every Christian. I don't think it applies to 90% of Christians, because they're all occupied with earthly things. And the other verse is in Luke chapter 1, where the angel told Zacharias, when John was going to be born, he said to him in verse 13, "Your wife," the last part, "will bear you a son," Luke 1:13, "and you'll give him the name John. And you will have joy and gladness." That is true of almost all babies that are born. Parents have joy and gladness, except a few crazy parents who are upset because it was a girl or because they didn't want a child. There are many stupid people like that. But normal human beings have joy and gladness when a child is born, and many will rejoice at his birth, meaning relatives, etc. But then it goes on to say, because there's a reason why many will rejoice. "For" means because he will be great in the sight of the Lord. Now that was the greatest human being born until Christ. And then he said, those who enter the kingdom of heaven will be greater than that. So what do we learn when we put these verses together? That our longing for the children God gives us should be, like it says in verse 15, they'll grow up to be great in the sight of the Lord. When your kingdom is a kingdom of earth, your longing is that your children will be great in the world. And you rejoice if your children are accomplished, educated, have a lot of money, and all the things that people in the world think are great. They'll be great in the world. But in the kingdom of heaven, it's to be great in the sight of the Lord. Imagine from childhood to say about a child, like it was said about John the Baptist, he'll be great in the sight of the Lord. And Zachariah and Elizabeth took that seriously. And they had to bring up this little child, remembering what the angel said, hey, this has got to be great in the sight of the Lord, not in the sight of men. And that's why when John the Baptist came of age, he became a servant of the Lord. So I pray that all of us who are parents will not think of our children being great in the eyes of the world, but great in the sight of the Lord. It's an inner attitude. You know right now whether in your mind You want your children to be great in the world or in the sight of the Lord. And I can tell you that will determine how they become later on. If you glory in the fact that your children are handsome and good looking, well, God have mercy on you and on them. But if you ignore all that and say, Lord, I want them to be great in the sight of the Lord. That's the only thing. I will not glory in their cleverness or their attractiveness or their intelligence or any of those things. They may be all these things, but you don't glory in them. May God help us. Okay?